On Five Live.
Did the man who originated the theory of evolution believe life came from outer space? It's being claimed that Charles Darwin saw examples of structures described as fossil organisms found in meteorites by a German geologist called Otto Hahn. This is an idea that's being explored by Dr. John Van Wy from Cambridge University, an expert on Darwin, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us in the studio. Just explain exactly what these structures were.
Well, they were tiny little structures that had a regular shape, so they didn't look like they were just crystals or random minerals. They looked like they were something that must have once been alive. Now, Otto Hahn was convinced that these were fossils of living things from space, and he did send his book with photographs to Charles Darwin. Now, the article that's just been discovered from 1880 claims that he also paid a visit on Charles Darwin and showed him the specimens, and then there's an attributed quotation that Darwin looked through the microscope and leapt up and said, "Almighty God, what a wonderful discovery, wonderful."
But that doesn't necessarily link that to his theory of evolution, does it?
Well, it doesn't even show that that's actually true. I mean, someone claimed Darwin said this. Now, I can't disprove it, but I have found a letter from someone who wrote to Darwin and asked, I saw this article in Science, is it true? Well, Darwin wrote back to him, but that letter is lost. But fortunately, the man replied and said, "Dear Mr. Darwin, thank you very much. I knew you couldn't believe in something as silly as that." So we don't know what he was referring to. Did he say, "I didn't say that"? Or did he say, I don't believe it"?
But it wasn't that he was contesting that these structures had come from outer space, just that they depicted some sort of life form. Is that what you're saying?
The meteorite definitely came from outer space. Darwin probably didn't accept that the structures were fossils, but there was a big controversy at the time about how far back life actually went, because there was an end to the fossil record. Life went back so far and they didn't know what happened before that.
They didn't have the means to explore it more fully. This geologist, Otto Hahn, then, is his theory accurate that these were some sort of living, fossils of living organisms from some other world?
Well, he did have some limited scientific support in the early days, but eventually it was shown that his structures were in fact just natural formations in the rocks from being heated and cooled, and so he was discredited and eventually emigrated to Canada.
Uh-huh. And do these fossils still exist somewhere?
They do, yes. Well, meteorites, well, they're not fossils. Structures, yes.
As we now know.
Yeah, but meteorites are extremely valuable, and so, of course, every little piece of them tends to be preserved.
Yeah, and there's no reference to this at all in Darwin's actual writings on the theory of evolution, is there?
He doesn't refer to meteorites, but he does in one or two places refer to the origin of life. He tends to say, well, that's beyond current science. Mm. But he believed that it probably had a natural beginning in some pool somewhere with the right chemicals and some electricity.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was pretty close then to what scientists believe today.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. I mean, people nowadays, you couldn't get a better guess.
His evolutionary theory has come under closer scrutinies in the last part, particularly of the last century and in recent years. Do you think that's justified?
Well, it's difficult to understand, because Darwin published his book Origin of Species in 1859, and within about 10 years, the international scientific community had accepted his views.
But he sat on it for many years, didn't he?
He did, and well, he sat on it, he wasn't finished, and he published about 14 books in this period from after he thought of the theory till he finally managed to bring it out. So, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, he had to prove that all life on Earth changes, yeah, and that all the species that exist now are descended from earlier forms. That's a lot to prove in one book.
Is there any merit to this notion, then, that meteorites could have been the original source of life on this Earth?
Well, these kinds of stories are still cropping up today. I mean, when I found this, I couldn't believe that in Darwin's days people were saying this, because it sounds so modern.
Mm.
So it really came, it's come again and again, that the claim that life could have come from meteorites. But as far as we know, we still don't have any.
You don't put much credit in that.
No.
There's no evidence.
Well, if you think that a tiny rock is a likely place, what about this big one we're sitting on right now? It seems like a pretty good place.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Does the origin of species, then, in your view, still most fully explain exactly how we got to where we are now?
Well, obviously, science has moved on a lot since Darwin, but the reason that Darwin is still celebrated is that his general framework is still in place.
Mm. Very interesting. Thank you very much for telling us about that. Dr. John Van Wy from Cambridge University. It's now 7:46. Across the UK.